you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's an interesting day, given that I'm pulling these parenting duties side by side with trying to work full time. Makes you appreciate what single parents deal with every day, and what my lovely bride deals with all the time, and the way she just miraculously makes our household run. It's been a humbling 24 hours, and pray for me because she's not back till Sunday, so I've got to keep these ankle biters occupied until the work week next week. But that's okay, because last night on our cruise around Manhattan, and 24 hours ago I was broadcasting live from Pier 81, I was reminded of something. Every year the same things happen here in New York. Every year the city commemorates 9/11, our darkest and some would say our brightest hour, where great evil visited us, but great goodness responded. The streets that surround our studios, literally the hallowed ground of Ground Zero back in 2001. And there's not a day that goes by as I commute back to the studios in Lower Manhattan that these nearly sacred spaces don't speak to me and make me pause to think about what happened there. And this year was no exception. Graced by the presence of families of victims and the vice president and everybody else that came, it was another commemorative moment for us to say, we will strengthen our resolve. We will remember our loved ones and we will celebrate their lives. But there's another thing that happens every year about that same time, and it has to do with our cruise around Manhattan. Almost every year, it's within the same 7-day period as that commemoration. And one of the highlights is we pull up outside the Statue of Liberty. And last night, Captain Fred safely guided us there from the Atlantis, and after Joe Piscopo had finished his legendary show-stopping routine, he had more Springsteen and the Old Man and a bigger dose of Hendrix than normal last night. But when he was done, we all went up to the top level, and the murmurings of all the staff kind of come to a quiet hush when we pull up to the statue. Everyone stops. They say things under their breath. And last night, all I could think about was the fact that she's still standing. Because despite the corrupt politics of New York State and New York City, despite the constant terror awareness that we live under, despite our seeming inhumanity to our political opposites, despite the evils in this world that plot otherwise, liberty stands like a beacon, unmoving and never dim. And suddenly the gripes I had last night when I stood there just melted away into junk. Because when evil shows its head, the spirit, meaning, and force of free people, loving their God-given liberty and all that is required to keep it secure, we responded. And sailing up to her last night reminded me, as long as God tarries, Lady Liberty will always stand. God bless America.